The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester. Good to have you along with us, everybody. The ladies' game was absolutely fantastic. The guys' game should be just exactly the same. Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, he's the guy responsible for taking good care of you and seeing to it that somehow we make this magic all happen. Without him, it couldn't be done. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Kelsey here courtside is the two teams finishing up their pre-game warm-up ritual and getting set to go. Opening game of the night. A thriller saw Jefferson County North take a 55-46 win over Oskaloosa. Here in the nightcap, well, again, the crowd has been fantastic. This second game has a couple of teams that have a little bit different records, but I tell you what, they have had some very good competition, and they've been very, very competitive clubs. Let's take a look at this starting group, shall we? First of all, for the Oskaloosa Bears under head coach Jeremy Rockhold. His assistants are Scott Whaley and Hunter Overstreet. And they're going to be starting tonight, Trenton Van Houten. Trenton is a junior. They'll have senior Coy Perry, another senior with Josh Rowe, Nick Bradshaw, a third senior, and rounding it out will be a sophomore in Caden Kessinger. So for Oskaloosa, it'll be Van Houten, Perry, Rowe, Bradshaw, and Kessinger. For Jefferson County North, and head coach Corey Knoll, his assistant Jeff Schneider. For the Chargers tonight, you're going to find out there Andy Baker. And with him, fellow junior Eli Weiser. A trio of seniors for the Chargers with Connor Kearns, Carson McAfee, and Calvin Manville. Happy to report, Grandma Ice is here. Made the trip. Seems very well. We had a nice chat, as I like to get around and socialize. Love to see the crowd. Love to see the fans. And it is always a delight. Tell you what, introducing the starters, we're going to come back. We'll have the tip-off. It's the Chargers and the Bears right after this.
Blair Milling and Ashton has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
As we return, public address announcers introduce the starters to the crowd. I mean, sometimes the crowd changes. It gets a little bigger, a little smaller. It was packed at the beginning of the ladies' game, and it is still packed now. Great to see this kind of a turnout and support for these ball clubs. Jefferson County North here at home tonight. It was home whites with Kelly Green lettering and trim. Oskaloosa in the bright red uniforms with blue trim and blue and white lettering and numerals. So the ball goes up, the tip of the way. Chargers are going to control this thing down. We're underway. J.C. works it over to the left side. Chargers going from right to left. Here's a quick runner in the lane, and as he spills to the floor, Carson McAfee is going to be fouled, and he is coming to the free throw line. I'm having trouble recognizing Carson. He's not wearing his regular number here. He's out in 15 tonight. And Carson comes to the free throw line. The foul right out of the gate is going to be, as the first free throw is up, it won't roll in. The foul is going to be on Nick Bradshaw for Oskaloosa. One more shot rolls in. And Carson's going to have the first point of the ball game. JCN breaks out on top, 1-0. We're just seconds into the contest. Oskaloosa brings it down. Comes off on top again. Oskaloosa with a shiny record at 3-1. Shot goes up. No rebound. Blocked away. What a block underneath by JCN and Calvin Manville. And quickly, Chargers down the floor with the basketball. The people come to the free throw line with a 15-footer. Is up and in. Connor Kearns. That makes it 3-0. JCN. Now the ball is loose on the floor and a big collision. And tell you what, Carson McAfee had the pegs taken out from beneath him, and a foul is going to be the first of the ball game on Oskaloosa's Coy Perry. And I tell you what, that was a risky, risky play. Carson with the basketball left side, pulls up the long three, no, offensive board underneath, the big guy pulls it down, Andy Wolf. Dish it over to the right side, and there's going to be a travel called. J-State is going to turn the ball back over. 6:49 to go in the opening quarter. 3-0. Jeff North in front. Walking the ball up the floor is going to be Coy Perry. Coy will feed it over. They'll feed underneath Kessinger. Kicks off the window, and it won't go down. And another board by Andy. So Baker with a couple of big rebounds already. The feed to the right side. Andy, couple of head fakes later. Power move, scores it. Andy Baker with the bucket. The JCN has exploded to an early 5-0 lead. 20 to play. First quarter, Winchester, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League basketball. Oskaloosa 2-1 in the conference. JCN is 0-2. Here's a three from the left side. Short rebound. Oskaloosa will control it away. It'll be taken down by Bradshaw. He gets down to the baseline and steps on the line. Chargers are going to have a back hit. Now, you got to understand that JCN, you're saying so short a game. Well, they kind of are. Oskaloosa's 2-1. JCN is only 2 in the conference. It's because JCN rescheduled their game with Pleasant Ridge. Because they were busy that weekend. They were playing state championship football. And so they rescheduled that Friday night game and moved it back. Here's a pass down to the baseline. And Chargers are going to turn it over. Oskaloosa back up the floor. 5:45 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. 5-0. Jeff North out front. Dish it over to the right side. Oskie in the corner. That's going to be a reach in and maybe a foul on McAfee. It's going to be the first by Carson. That'll be the first JCN foul of the game. Coming at 5.5 to go, quarter number one. Oskaloosa will put it in play right in front of the Charger bench. Inbounding it is going to be Bradshaw. Kick him out on top to Perry. Coy dumps it over to the right side. Van Houten goes in. Shot blocked. Knocked away by Andy Baker. He has been tough in the middle. He wants the ball. They get it to him. He hooks it in the lane. Too strong. Follow up. Off the mark by Weiser. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Oskie. Van Houten, coast to coast. Ball tipped away. Stolen back by McAfee. He'll Weaver out to the left side. Drive it all the way in. Head fake. Dishes over. Shot is up. Won't go. Rebound Baker. Give it to him. Andy with 4. Can't believe we haven't had a timeout yet. Chargers have raced to a 7-0 lead inside 5 to play quarter number one. Bears dish it over to the left edge. It's going to be Bradshaw to the big guy out on top. Kessinger, the three launch from the right side. Nearly wedged. It was wide to the right. And rebounding it down is going to be JCN. And there's all kinds of fighting for the ball. I mean, almost literally fisticuff fighting. That one's going to be in the middle on Oskaloosa. It is going to be foul number two, Coy Perry. So Coy heads for the near sideline. Is he going to come out of the ball game? Indeed, he will. And Oskaloosa is going to make multiple substitutions. Matter of fact, it might be five. We have got 3, 12, 15, 20, and 14. So, yeah, a full set of five new players in for Coach Rockhold. Jay's team with the basketball down to the baseline, and they will say Chargers step down on the baseline. So they've got Tanner Haynes in the game for Oskaloosa. You've got Ashton Glavin out there. Also in the game is going to be Gunnar Rockhold. You've got Hunter Miller. And rounding it out is going to be Brody Wright. And JCN steals the ball away, leading it 7-0. Back down the floor with it, Chargers. The dish left, the three by Calvin. Boom! Calvin Manville. And JCN has taken a 10-0 lead. 3:50 to go in the first. To the left side of the lane. The ball tipped away on top. Is it going to be stolen? No. And it is going to be stolen. Second guy in gets a hand on it. In, up. Got it. The driving layup on the right side for JCN by Connor Kearns. And we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. The Chargers have raced out of the blocks. We've got a timeout at 3:37 to go in the first. It is Jeff North 12, Oskaloosa scoreless.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Let's transition, Joseph. We better get back to this. 3:37 to go in the opening quarter, and Jefferson County North dominating in the early part of the ballgame, up 12-0. Oskaloosa taking a timeout. Chargers are going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound play. And Oskaloosa is going to stay with that second five. Here's a drive to the right side. The ball's going to be sent out of bounds by JCN. And coming into the game, Grady Noel gets a hand on it. And we'll go back to Oskaloosa at their offensive end. Inbounding it is going to be Haynes. He'll dish it over to the right side, Rockhold. They'll work around to the outside, 3:25 to go. And Oskaloosa doing the right thing here. They're being very patient all the way out to the center circle. Right now you just got to run your offense. You got to get a point on the board. You can't have a comeback without scoring that first point, and they need that first point here. Here goes to the right side to Haynes. The shot won't fall, and the rebound, Calvin. Manville comes up with a basketball, brings it all the way up to for himself, crosses over out on top, feeds it in the middle of Grady, back over to Kalman. He will cut into the lane, pulls up from 13, doesn't get the roll, rebounding it down. Here comes Oskaloosa, outlet right side, driving shot is going to be up and too hard, and a rebound saved by the Bears. Oski will keep control of it with 2:45 to go. And the cross-court pass stolen by McAfee. Here comes Carson, he'll race down the left side in front of the scorer's table. 2.5 to play in the first. McAfee into the lane, kicks it off the window, but it won't go, but he got fouled. Was it on the floor or was it in the shot? The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Gunnar Rockhold. Rockhold will pick up his first foul of the game. It'll be Oskaloosa team foul 4. And at 2:35 to go in the opening quarter, starting five comes back in for head coach Jeremy Rockhold, and the Bears are going to have the starting five back out there. It will be JC and Ball coming into their offensive baseline. Doing the inbound work will be Carson McAfee. Carson lobs it out on top. Grady drives in. The teardrop good. Grady no for two. JC now up 14-0. 2.5 to go in the first. Alden in the hands of the dribble and into the fourth quarter of the basketball. That's going to be Trenton. The feed underneath, and we're going to have a little whistle, a little foul, a little contact, and foul is going to be on the Chargers. That foul is going to be on JCN's RB Tweed. RB is a big guy out there. He'll pick up his first foul. And the first free throw is up, and the first point of the game for Oskaloosa belongs to Coy Perry. Maybe a little surprised to see Coy back out of the floor with two fouls already and 2:19 to go, but he was there and gives his team their first point of the game. He will not give them their second, as the second free throw is no good. Here comes Jefferson County North up the court with the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Connor. Now the pass. Lost out of bounds at the baseline, and JC will turn it back over with 2:09 to go in the opening quarter. 14-1, Chargers out front. Coy Perry brings it up the floor. Dishes it over to the left corner, and the ball's going to get away. Nick Bradshaw just kind of took his eye off the ball, and as it escapes him, it's cleared away by the Chargers. Here comes JC, and Grady Noel has it. Swings it over to the left side. In the game now for the Charger, William Elias. JCN goes to the right edge. Hook shot underneath. It's up and good. Two more for Grady. 16-1 Chargers. Down to 1.5 minutes to play opening quarter. Back it away with the basketball. No room for a shot. They'll dish it back around to the left. Perry will drive in. Push away with the free hand. No foul. He's got to be careful with two already. Now the drive down to the baseline. Shot is up. Get it off the window and good. Nicely done by Trenton Van Houten. So Van Houten makes it 16-3. And we've got 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. This game moving along pretty briskly. Right side, Eli. Weiser brings it back up on top to Connor. Around to the left side to Williams. The feed down to the left block. RB jumps it off in the middle. The shot is up, deflected. Rebound to go back down. Oskaloosa. Caden Kessinger got to handle the ball. The dish over to the left side and wave that shot off as a Charger foul on the floor. Going to be committed by Connor Kearns. It'll be Connor's first foul. Charger team foul 3. McAfee and Mandel coming back in for Coach Noel. 46 seconds to go, opening quarter. JCN's got Andy Baker out there. Big guy, hands straight up in the air, makes it a hard obstacle to throw over. Here's the inbound 3, shot missing. Offensive rebound swept away by Kessinger. And Oskaloosa is going to maintain possession of the basketball. 1/2 minute to go in the first. Round to the right side, Perry. He'll try a skip pass underneath. And it was a high-risk pass that eludes Ashton Glavin, who's in the game. And back up with it will come JCN. 25 seconds left, opening quarter. McAfee up the floor, backs away, keeps the dribble alive, goes on the right side, Eli. Still 2-3 zone now for the Bears. McAfee with it to the left corner, Calvin. Back out, McAfee, right side, Eli. 6 seconds, the feed to the big man. Dish back out, Eli goes 3, hits it! Eli Weiser with seconds left in the opening quarter. And that is the end of the first. It has been all JCN. Quarter number 1. Time out of the floor of the score. Chargers 19, Bears 3.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with a tire professional at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear from Winchester, Kansas, please. Jefferson County North Gymnasium, where the Chargers have just been dominant in the early part of this ballgame. They've taken a 19-3 lead at the end of the opening quarter. For Oskaloosa, Van Houten, the only field goal, he's got two. And Coy Perry, 1-2 at the free throw line. That accounts for all of the Bears scoring. For JCN, I don't think Coach Corey Knoll could have asked for a more even and better balanced scoring. Andy Baker, Connor Kearns, four apiece. Grady Knoll has four, three for Calvin Manville, three for Eli Weiser. Carson McAfee with one. Six guys scoring in the opening quarter. And as JCN gets the ball to begin the second quarter, driving to the left side, McAfee gets fouled, and he's coming again to the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Ashton Glavin. It will be his first foul, number one of the second quarter for the Bears. And Carson, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line already tonight. This one is right in there, and he's got his second point of the evening. First point of the second quarter for either team, and the Chargers now stretch their lead to 20-3. 7:50 to go in the opening half. The senior takes his time. This one's up and a little bit short. Hard to say senior, isn't it, for this young guy? 7:50 to go. Rebound is going to be lost out of play off Oskaloosa. And so the Chargers are going to have it right back in, leading 20-3. And the inbound is up and in for two for Andy Baker. 22-3. JCN, 7:40 to go in the half. Oskie will go all the way to the baseline. The runner from the right side is up. No good. It's going to be tipped out by Andy, but before Calvin can gather it up, it'll get away down at the baseline. Oskaloosa will have it in at their offensive end. 7.5 to go in the half. For Oskaloosa, they're just waiting for something good to happen. There hasn't been much for them yet tonight, trading a 22-3 early on. Bears coming into the game 3-1 on the season and 2-1 in the conference. Struggling in the early going here tonight. At JCN is a team coming off a game last night. So they're playing back-to-back nights. You'd think there'd be some fatigue, but there seems to be none out here. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be batted away by Eli. It gets out of bounds. Bears will be putting it in from deep in the corner. 7:16 to go in the half. Inbound work for Oskaloosa will be provided by Van Houten. Trenton looking in, looking in. Wanted to get it way out top. Instead is going to take it over to Rowe. Back it'll come to the left side. Van Houten shot, no rebound. Andy Baker. Now, Andy is not only the highest scorer right now with a half dozen, but he has just been dominant in the middle. I tell you, he has gotten rebounds. He's scored. He's done a lot in the middle. Here's a Charger 3 that's off the rim and coming in a little bit late for the rebound. Eli Weiser has foul number one. First foul of the second quarter for Jefferson County North. Checking into the ballgame for Oskaloosa. Back in is going to come Gunnar Rockhold. And Oskaloosa is going to be noticeably smaller as Kessinger checks out of the lineup. 6:50 to go and rolling along in the second quarter. Been all Jeff North here at home tonight, 22-3. Oskaloosa with a basketball. They'll drive to the free throw line, dump it over to the right side where the three is launched. It rims off, no good. Rebound battle for. It'll be saved by the Bears. They drive into the lane. The little rainbow shot won't go, but a JCN foul is going to be called from the outside. Myron comes over and lets us know that it is going to be on Carson McAfee, and he will have collected his second foul tonight. And it'll be team foul 2 of the second quarter for Jeff North. So Carson will take a chair for a minute with those two fouls, and William Elias reports back into the lineup. Back over to the right side. A couple of head fakes, and the shot goes up, and the head fakes work as Gunnar Rockhold kind of dipped and ducked a couple of times and was able to draw Calvin Manville off his feet. Calvin will pick up his first foul of the night. And JCN, with 6.5 to go in the first half, already has 3 second-quarter fouls and is going to be putting Rockhold at the free throw line where he connects on his first free throw. Gunnar Rockhold, point number one tonight. He'll cut the Charger lead to 22-4. This one kind of flips it up. No good. JCN and Andy Baker boards it down. 22-4, and Andy Baker continues to be the dominant player in the paint tonight. Into the lane it goes, back out on top, 16-footer, got it! Connor Kearns with a half dozen now. 24-4, and 6:11 to go in the half. Oskaloosa with a big hill to climb. They'll drive to the right side. The falling away shot, nope. And another board for Andy Baker. Andy's got 6 points, but he's got more rebounds than that. And the Chargers with the ball up top side. Here's going to be Connor. Way out top to William. He'll go into the lane. His runner won't go. And a rebound cleared away. Bears. Van Houten goes right side. Rowe misses the shot. Players tumble to the floor, and we're going to have a JCN foul. Now, for the Chargers, that could be the one thing they'll have to be a worry for Coach Nolan, is they're going to have guys in foul trouble. That'll be Grady picking up his first, but now 4 second-quarter fouls for JCN. And that's going to provide a lot of free throw opportunities in the second quarter for Oskaloosa as Josh Rowe collects the first of his two and has his first point of the game. 24-5, Chargers. So 5:40 to play in the half, and Oskaloosa will be shooting free throws for that entire time. Both free throws good for Josh Rowe. 24-6. Chargers a moment ago leading by 20. 5:35 to go. We're on to the left side with the basketball. JCN comes out on top. Back to the right is going to be Weiser. The kick over to the edge. William. Elias back off on top. Grady. JCN doing a nice job of moving the ball, and we're going to get an offensive foul called, and that was kind of a tough break right here. RB's going to get called for a foul that he didn't commit, and I'm going to tell you why. He'll have his second foul, but as a player control foul, it's irrelevant. There won't be foul shots taken. RB had stepped out. The defender had gone around him and kind of lost his footing. There was really no, I don't think there was any contact. From our point of view here, it's pretty clear. But the defender lost his balance, went to the floor, and it looked for the world like it was going to be a block. And so it's easy to see how that was going to be called. And now we're going to get a Charger foul in the middle. And here we go with 5 minutes to play in the half. Torito's coming up for Oskaloosa on the foul by Eli, his second. And coming to the free throw line will be Gunnar Rockhold. And he's 1 out of 2 at the line tonight. And we're liable to see is this one is perfect. A lot of free throws in the second quarter for Oskaloosa. By the way, all the Oskaloosa points in this quarter, they've come at the free throw line. We're going to get Eli out of the game now with those two fouls. Second free throw is going to roll out no good, and the Chargers are going to rebound it off the floor. It'll be Calvin Manville. 24-7 and 4:55 to go, and up the floor, the Chargers are going to turn it over. So JCN having a hard time enjoying the prosperity of a 20-point lead. They've seen that cut now to 24-7 and have given the ball back again to the Bears. 4:44 to go, opening half. Oskaloosa with it out on top is going to be Ashton Glavin. The acceleration to the baseline, and before the driving shot is made, we're going to have another Charger foul, and Coach Noel is going to get gray during the game. As Grady Noel will have his second foul. JCN, 4 players with 2 fouls apiece now. And a free throw's good. Oskaloosa is going to allow themselves to crawl right back into this game at a free throw line. Van Houten will have his 3rd point of the night. Eli Weiser is going to come back in. Andy Baker is going to come back in. Andy with no fouls yet. Eli with those 2 we mentioned a moment ago. Oskaloosa is going to put Grody Wright back out on the floor. And again, Caden Kessinger, who's been out there for a little bit of time, checks back out. So they make a switch. Kessinger, they don't want him working against Baker. He's had too much trouble with him. And the rebound off the missed free throws pulled down by Andy Baker. He has just been everything for the Chargers rebounding the basketball. JCN will drive into the lane. The ball is going to get away. Bounced off the ankle. And William will turn it over. Here comes Oskaloosa. Rockhold brings up the floor, outlets it over to the right side in front of the Charger bench. 4:20 to go in the first half. Diving into the lane, knifing in, cutting sideways, and going up with the shot, drawing the foul. It's going to be that. Who we got out there doing that? It's going to be Van Houten. So Van Houten coming to the free throw line is he will force the first foul on Andy Baker. And this second quarter has been rough for the Chargers at committing fouls. Van Houten's first free throw just a little wide. He's one out of three, one out of four. That one doesn't go down either. And another Andy Baker rebound. And that brings us to a JC in timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with Coach Corey Knoll and the Chargers. Coming at 4:15 to go in the opening half in Winchester. Jeff North, 24, Oskaloosa, 8.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
With 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the opening half of the guys' game, Jefferson County North was led by as many as 20, still enjoys a 24-8 lead. Welcome back, everybody, to Winchester, Kansas, where in the second quarter, Oskaloosa, okay, they've got 5 points, only free throws. They have not scored from the floor, and JCN scores from the floor again there on two by Connor Kearns. 26-8 Chargers, midpoint of the second. Little bunny hop in the middle, and a quick shot from the baseline, and there's up for two. Gunnar Rockhold with a pair. That is the first field goal of the second quarter for Oskaloosa. It's now 26-10. Eli Weiser goes into the middle, runs out of space, brings it back over to the right, and as he drives in the middle, Carson loses his little footing, and it's going to be a travel by Jefferson County North. Hosky will have it back in. JCN is going to send William into the game. Boney Elias returns. William, a sophomore for JCN. Bears from the outside. They'll go three. Can't get it. And the rebound pulled down. Here come the Chargers. Elias just coming into the ballgame. Sweeps that board down. Pushes it off on top to Connor. Turns up it over to the right side. And we're going to get a travel. Here's what happened. Calvin Manville got the big eyes. He saw a wide avenue between him and the rim, and he was going to go there, but didn't get the ball down quickly enough before he got that first step in, and JCN is going to turn it over with 3:15 left in the opening half. Chargers up 26-10. Little bunny hop into the middle, a falling away shot, missing again for Oskaloosa this time. As JCN boards it down, Elias will bring it up for it, over to Calvin, now to Eli. Eli cross court. Connor feeds underneath and trying to stop Andy Baker from getting the ball. A foul is going to be called. Gunnar Rockhold will have his second. That is only team foul two of the second quarter by Oskaloosa. JCN, just as a matter of course, they have fouled 8 times in the second. Chargers with the basketball. We're at 2:50 to go and rolling along here in the second quarter. Calvin will have it on the left side to William. Back off on top it goes. Connor. The pass inside. Eli skips it back. Calvin. Down to the baseline. Eli. And he will step on the baseline at JCN. Spending a lot of time moving the ball. A lot of time passing the ball. No time scoring the ball. 2.5 to go in the half. Coach Rockhold. Kind of pacing the sideline in front of his bench. Coach Knoll doing the same thing in front of the Chargers. 2:22 to go in the first half. Oskaloosa will go in near travel there. The kick back, the long three, well off the mark, and another rebound by Andy Baker. That one kind of forced itself on Andy as it hits him in the chest, and he covers it up. JCN back up the court with it. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Working his way to the right side, Connor. Here's the three from the top. Count it for William Elias. 29-10. And we're inside 2 minutes of play in the second quarter. The ball's going to be stripped away from behind. And JCN is going to force another Oskaloosa turnover. Coach Rockhold having a word with the official as he comes up, feeling like, wait a minute, I thought that guy knocked it away, and it went out of bounds off him. He can't believe that it's going to be called JCN basketball as the Chargers come up court on offense. With a minute 40 to go, first half. Calvin kicks it over to the right side. Connor, Kearns, topside William. Elias swings it back left. Weiser takes it down to the baseline. Driving across is going to be Kearns. His shot is up well wide, and a rebound swept away by Oskaloosa. Up with the basketball is going to be Brody Wright. Minute 20 to go. Opening half and driving into the middle. We get a whistle. We get a foul. And Oskaloosa is going to be coming to the free throw line. And I believe that's going to be foul number two by Andy. Andy Baker's second foul. The Chargers' ninth second quarter foul. That is a lot. The free throw is not a lot. It's well short. And Gunnar Rockhold is 2 out of 5 at the free throw line here in the second quarter. Minute 19 to go in the half. One more shot coming up for Gunner. This one a little bit short also. He's 2 of 6 at the line, and the Chargers come up with a rebound off the floor. RB comes in, and the Chargers go up. Eli shot, nope, and a rebound back the other way to Oskaloosa. Haynes comes into the game. He'll take it, does it over, coast-to-coast, Van Houten for two. 29-12, and we've got a minute to go in the half. Eli Weiser with a steal of the backcourt. He can go behind him, and he does. Gets it there to Calvin Manville, who'll walk his way into the forecourt down the right side. Top side, Connor. Swings it left, Eli. Pass through the lane. The shot for three hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be cleared away by Oskaloosa. And again, it'll be Brody Wright sweeping a board down, dumps it over to the right side. In the corner with it is going to be Haynes. They'll bring it off on top. The three from the left side is well short, and a rebound, William Elias. A nice little underhand scoop pass to Connor Kearns, who walks it up the floor with 20 seconds left in the opening half. JCN probably going to look for a final shot before intermission. Here's Calvin with it. To William, to Calvin. Calvin doesn't mind taking that shot. He has it on top with 9 seconds. Left side, Eli. William, here's Calvin with it again. My money's on him to put it up. He'll back into travel with it. Stumbled backwards and... Now, Oskaloosa is going to bring in 4 substitutions with 2 seconds left in the half. I would suspect these should be the long-range specialists, but I'm not sure that's the case here. Going to come into backcourt. They're going to have to hurry up and get this thing off. 2 seconds. There's a half-court shot. It does hit the backboard as we go to intermission in Winchester. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Jefferson County North, 29, Oskaloosa, 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Back with you here in Winchester. Both teams have gone to the locker room, and Jefferson County North has led from the onset. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead, taking a 29-12 advantage into the locker room, scoring for Oskaloosa. Paced it away with 5 points. Trenton Van Houten is 4 for Gunnar Rockhold. Josh Rowe with 2 and 1 for Coy Perry. For Jefferson County North, goodness, 6, 7 guys have scored. 8 for Connor Kearns. Andy Baker with a half dozen. 4 in the game for Grady Knoll. 3 each. Calvin Manville, Eli Weiser, and William Elias. And 2 in the first half for Carson McAfee. Oskaloosa got a little bounceable early and then settled down. 2 fouls each on Coy Perry and Gunnar Rockhold. No one else with more than one. For J.C. Inn, you got 4 guys, each with 2. Andy Baker, Eli Weiser, Grady Knoll, and R.B. Tweed, yet no Charger with 3. We'll be back bringing you the second half of the guys' game live. It will be fun. But right now, with the intermission score, Chargers 29, Bears 12. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for, yeah, it's a holiday halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Coming up, we've got tomorrow, Benedictine hosting William Penn. It is the charity game, this one and Baker. We are requesting at Benedictine College that you bring a canned good or a non-perishable food item to help restock Catholic Charities. You can go to the website, Raven Athletics, to find out far more about that. Again, the game tomorrow will be at 2 p.m. with the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then coming up on Tuesday, we've got Benedictine Ravens hosting Baker. Again, this is part of their charity series just before Christmas. It is free admission on both of these game nights, or game days and nights up at BC. The women should take to the court at about 5:30. The men should take to the court right around 7:30. I'll be back with a good look at the scores in the area.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
taking a look at the finals that we have in games around the area. It was Hiawatha over Horton in Holton in the girls' game. Also in the boys' game, we've got that final as well. It was the Hiawatha Red Hawks at 38 points to the Holton Wildcats 32 in the girls' game. In the boys' game, it was the Holton Wildcats 56 to the Hiawatha Red Hawks 39. Taking a look at the Sabetha series, in the first game, it was the Sabetha ladies at 40 points to the, I'm sorry, the Jeff West Tigers at 40 points to the Sabetha Blue Jays 37. In the boys' game, it was a flip of that. It was 68 points for the boys. The Jeff West Tigers had 38 at the end of regulation. In the Jackson Heights Cobras series, it was a win for the ladies at 49 points to the boys, or I'm sorry, to it was a win for the Horton Lady Chargers at 49 points to the Jackson Heights Cobras 44. And in the boys' game, it was the Horton Chargers at 52 points to the Jackson Heights Cobras 42. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Weather Eye forecast.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 37, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow, 45. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 40s. Sunday, low 40s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 45 degrees out there. It feels like 45. Wind negligible out of the northeast. Relative humidity 95%. Dew point 44 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is declining at 30.17 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here in Jefferson County North. Good to have you along here with Joseph, producing and engineering at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with the corn sign. We're just getting started. Second half underway. And we get a jump ball called 29-12. It is the Jefferson County North lead over Oskaloosa. Again, Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. He's the guy that took such good care of you at halftime. Tom Couch with your court side. It'll be Charger basketball coming into the baseline. The lob comes way out on top, and Jason will work the perimeter. Chargers going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. They'll have it over to the left wing, dribbling it out toward the top. There's going to be Calvin. Dishes it over to Grady Knoll, who's getting a second half start. Turnaround shot from the inside by Andy Baker's off the mark, and a rebound on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and It will be off Jefferson County North. Looking at the starters out there, Gunnar Rockhold is starting in the second half with Josh Rowe on the floor, Coy Perry out there, Nick Bradshaw, and rounding it out, Trenton Van Houten. Those are the Oskaloosa five. And here's the ball reached in on and batted away by Baker. Oskaloosa picks it up, saved back by J.C. And here comes the Chargers. For the Chargers, you've got Andy Baker and Connor Kearns. Here's a baseline three that's going to be up and short for Calvin Manville. The ball is rolling around. It's on the floor, and Chargers looking to pick it up. Down the left side with it is going to come Grady Noel, and the shot is going to be up and in and a plus one. And we might have a technical coming up because the ball was slammed to the floor. Okay. They're not going to assess the technical, but they're going to have a little warning. The foul is going to be on Josh Rowe. It'll be his first. It is a second foul by Oskaloosa here in the third quarter. And for Eli Weiser, a chance at the conventional three-point play. Got five now with that shot, and we're going to get a substitution coming in for Oskaloosa. Coy Perry will check out, and into the lineup will come Tanner Haynes. Free throw, good. So Eli collects his 6 points. And it is now 32-12, and for the second time at a ballgame, JCN has a 20-point lead. We're at 6:40 to go. Here's a running shot that's up and no good, and Oskaloosa will come up from behind and have contact. The foul is going to be on Trenton Van Houten. It will be his first foul. And with a minute 23 gone in the third quarter, Oskaloosa has three fouls. It is 32-12 Chargers with the lead with the basketball. After a tough game at Troy last night, JCN has really bounced back here this evening. Here's a little backdoor pass to Calvin, who cuts inside his defender to lay it up and in. Manville has five. 34-12. JCN now with its largest lead of the evening and 6:15 to go in the third quarter. They're up now 34-12. The drive to the baseline, a nice little shot up missing, rebound underneath. Chargers coming down with the basketball. It's going to be Connor. And as Kearns brings it up the floor, they're going to call him for palming it over. Defender was right in front of him. He was trying to juke him a little bit, but got his hand too far around and kind of beneath the ball as he was trying to slow that dribble down. Oskaloosa is going to rotate Hunter Miller into the game. Hunter, a sophomore, coming in for Coach Rockhold. And here comes the Oskaloosa offense. 6 minutes to play. Third quarter, 34-12, Jeff North. Chargers with a substantial lead here early in the second half. Pass is going to go to the left side. JCN staying in his player defense. Oskaloosa trying to look for a good shot. They'll take that long two instead, and the miss will come rebounded back down to Connor Kearns. Kearns up the court, goes right side. Weiser off on top. Calvin, the feed left. 14-footer, yes. Connor Kearns has 10. Now 36-12. 5:20 to go, and it's a 24-point lead. 12-footer from in the middle is up and no good. Eli rebounds it down, has it snapped out of his hands, but Calvin will pick up the basketball off the floor, bring it up, drive, shoot, missed it. That was a real athletic move and almost acrobatic, and yet wouldn't quite finish, and here's a block on the other end. It's going to be on Eli. Here's the thing. And Eli's got a grin. He knows he did it. You set up in the middle. You're going to draw the charge. The guy starts going around you. You can't just slide over and feel like you've maintained that position. That doesn't work very well. Eli will have his third foul of the night as the first free throw is up and good for Connor Rockhold. Connor is now 3 of 7 at the free throw line and has 5 points. Eli checks out of the lineup for JCN. One more shot coming up for Rockhold. It's going to be short and a rebound. Cleared away by R.B. Tweed. Here come the Chargers. You got Grady Knoll and Connor Kearns out there. You got RB and Calvin and Connor. Here's a 15-foot jumper missing. Chased in with the rebound, but it's going to be lost away and taken up the court by Oskaloosa. Here comes Miller. He'll go to the right side. Cut off, brings it back out on top. Oski over to the left edge. Hunter Miller pushes it out on top to Rowe. Josh will pull up off the window and miss it. Rebounding it back down. Jefferson County North. The rebound to Grady Knoll. Charges up the floor. Here's Calvin. And we're going to get a JCN timeout. Chargers are going to check out three. Oskaloosa is going to put in five. We're going to take a break and let them do it. Joseph, 4:20 to go. We're in the third quarter in Winchester. All Chargers here. Jeff North, 36. Oskaloosa, 13.
Hard to believe, but our Candy Cane Cash promotion is rapidly coming to a close. Our final sign-up will be on Saturday, December 16th from 10 to noon at Atchison Auto Parts at 424 Woodlawn in Atchison. Swing by, get signed up, the final chance. Again, Saturday, December 16th, 10 to noon, Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa headquarters, and the final stop in our Candy Cane Cash promotion. We draw for the $500 cash Monday, December 18th on The Morning Show.
You may not realize it, but this game is not particularly early ending. Joseph, you probably know that. We welcome you back here to Jefferson County North Gymnasium in Winchester, Kansas, where we've still got 4:20 to go. We've still got most of the third quarter left, and a lot of games going around the area are complete as the scores are rolling in. But this is not going to roll in for a while yet, guys. If you're holding up the high school basketball scoreboard show for this one, you're going to be a little late getting around this evening. But Jefferson County North with a substantial lead in the game, and the ball comes in Carson McAfee. And here's a beautiful backdoor and an uncontested layup for Connor Kearns. Nobody stepped in front of him. Connor's got a dozen. It's 38-13. Chargers go up 25. And we've got 4:10 left in the third. Here's a shot in the lane, and we'll have a Charger foul on Calvin. I suspect that's Calvin. The official's taking a look over his shoulder, and no, not on Calvin. It's going to be on Andy. It'll be his third, Andy Baker. Free throw. There it is. Trenton Van Houten, who had missed his last three free throws, knocks that one down and has his sixth point of the game. Andy Baker comes out for RB. Free throws up. That one will not go in. And the rebound cleared down by Oskaloosa. Bears follow shot. Short rebound. Chargers. Calvin Mandel with the rebound. And up the floor, he's going to come. 3:50 to play. Here in the first, or in the third quarter. 3:50 to play, third quarter. Chase in with the basketball. Out on top, it's going to be Connor. They'll go a little motion, gets it to Calvin. Back off on top. Oh, they're moving the ball briskly. That is just a pretty thing to watch when teams can move the ball that way. Now cutting into the lane, spinning 360 clockwise. They're going to call a travel. Yeah, they're going to say just a little bit too much of an extra step. Coach Nolan is saying, didn't want you really to quite do that. Calvin said, I thought I could pull that off, coach. Here comes Oskaloosa. 3:20 to go. Third quarter. Little feed backward. They'll get it to the big guy underneath. That's going to be Kessinger. Kessinger comes in, it seems like, when Andy Baker comes out. And now the shot misses. Chargers board it back down. The drive to the other end. Little one-handed underhand shot. That's a circus shot that's going to go up and good for Grady Nolan. He's got six. It is now 40-14. A 26-point lead with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. I tell you what, if I'm a JV guy on this JCN bench, I'm feeling pretty good about my chances here tonight. Chargers coming up with a steal, but step down to the baseline. We're going to get Connor Kearns checking out for a minute. Yeah, I think that I'm one of the young guys over here for Coach Corey Noll. I'm thinking this could be a good night for me. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. JCN leading at 40-14. Oskaloosa's Trenton Van Houten comes back off on top. More new guys in for Coach Rockhold. Shot is up from the baseline, won't go in, and cleared down by William Elias. brings it up to McAfee. Carson will go in, puts the shot up, gets blocked and fouled. Second doesn't go in, but he's coming to the free throw line for a pair. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Derek Harvey. Derek will have his first of the game. Derek only a freshman. First free throw for Carson. It is good. And Carson will pick up his third point tonight. Back into the Charger lineup. It's going to be RB. And we're going to get from the left for Calvin. Elias is out there. Grady's out there. RB's out on the floor. Eli and Carson. Those are the Charger five with 2:27 to go. And JC and leading it now 41-14. Bears with the basketball. They'll work the perimeter. Swing it over to the left side. That's going to be Tanner Haynes. Down the shot from underneath. Nuke. Rebounding it down. It's going to be RB. Somebody runs into him like they're going to take the ball away, but they just kind of tear him off, a guy the size of RB Tweed. And the foul is going to be assessed to Oskaloosa's Richie Rockhold. So Richie, a freshman, will have his first foul. And the free throw by RB is just a skosh wide to the right side. RB is the only guy who's played for JCN, but the way the Chargers have played eight so far tonight, the only guy that's been on the floor who has not gotten on the board yet. He's looking to fix that here with that free throw, but won't. This is a little bit wide to the right side. And here comes Oskaloosa with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in the third. Chargers have got some young guys just chomping at the bit to get into the ball game here. Sitting down here near the scorer's table. 2 minutes to go. There's a long three. Coming up a couple of feet short. Rebounding it down. JCN. Eli Weiser up to four. Carson McAfee holds the ball above his head. Looks over at Coach Snow. Gets the call. Implements the play. Drives down the lane. Dishes it over. And as Carson goes to the floor, thought maybe he was fouled, but instead they're going to say he travels. And with a minute 49 to go in the third quarter, back it'll go to Oskaloosa. 42-14. JCN up with a minute 40 to go. Oskaloosa trying to find something good happening here. Here's the drive in the middle. Batted away by Eli Weiser. Here comes JCN. Oskaloosa has two free throws in this third quarter. Here's a shot. The sweeping shot is going to be up and in, but I think the foul is going to be called prior to that shot. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa, Trenton Van Houten. It'll be his second. Both of them have come in the third quarter, and the first free throw is good for William Elias. One more shot coming up for William, and that one doesn't go in. Van Houten rebounds it down. 43-14. Minute 19 to go, and again, Oskaloosa has two free throws here in the fourth or in the third quarter. And back up court with the comes JC and off the missed shot. Chargers over to the right side, and that's going to be Elias. Here's McAfee with it on top. Dishes it left. In mass, substitutions coming in for Oskaloosa. They've got five guys again at the scorer's table. There was a travel on top, no whistle, but running shot is going to be up and count it for Grady Noel, and he's at 8. 45-14. And with a 31-point advantage, and we're at 40 seconds to go in his third quarter. And for Oskaloosa, the first couple of quarters were tough. The third quarter's been even more difficult. Bears have the ball left side. Gubin, there's a bucket for him. Derek Harvey, the freshman, gets the first field goal of the third quarter for Oskaloosa, making it 45-16. And with 20 seconds left, JCN is going to roll it down to take a final shot. McAfee with it on top. Works his way around the left horn. Dumps it over to Eli. 8 seconds. Back out on top. It'll go to Grady. He'll feed into the center, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa foul. 4 seconds left. Foul is going to be on Tanner Haynes. And Jason coming to the free throw line. That's going to be Grady up there. Grady has, what, 8 tonight? Hasn't had a free throw. He can reach double figures right here. And doesn't get it with that one. 5 players coming in for Oskaloosa with 4 seconds left in the third quarter. And the Chargers are going to make a substitution, putting Andy Baker in with 4 seconds left. And when they get them all in the game and all sorted out, it'll be one more free throw for Grady Noel. And it's rolling in. No, wait. Are we waving it off? So they're going to, let's see, wave off the basket, so that doesn't count. It's going to be a foul on Andy, is that right? And without a second elapsing, Andy is going to be called for his 4th foul of the game, is that right? So he comes in with 4 seconds left in the third quarter with 3 fouls, stands on the lane, picks up that foul with no time coming off, and here comes a shot at the buzzer. Oskaloosa, it's off the mark, and that is the end of 3 quarters. We'll be back. We go to the 4th here in Winchester. JCN 45, Oskaloosa 16.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We're in Winchester, and we are about to go to the 4th quarter of tonight's high school hoops game on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League, where Jefferson County North leads Oskaloosa 45-16. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. The gang on the Friday night high school basketball scoreboard show. Well, the train has left the station. So after this game, don't go away. We'll be joining them in progress and catching it from, well, we'll just jump on board from wherever we're at the time. Opening game of the night here this evening, girls contest was a 55-46 win for Jefferson County North. Chargers are about to sweep the Bears here this evening. Total props to the Hardy fans here tonight who are absolutely hanging in and staying in and sticking around for the end of this one. Oskaloosa puts the ball in play to begin the 4th quarter, and we're back at it here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Ball's going to be kicked over to the right side. Comes out on top. Oskaloosa being patient. They'll go down the left side of the lane, put a shot up off the window that misses, and the offensive rebound pulled in. Brought back out by Brody Wright. Bears, cross-court pass stolen. Jailbreak down the floor. The layup, got it. Connor Kearns, 14. 48-16. And on the ball, is going to be stolen by McAfee. And he steps on the sideline. Coach Noel is up saying, slow down, guys. It'll come back to Oskaloosa at their offensive end. 48-16, JCN. Clock rolling here. So, Joseph, be aware that we will be done with this game in 7:02. 48-16. Into the right side of the lane. Pass comes out on top. Driving in, little hopper. There, it's up and good. Get that bucket to Oskaloosa, and Gunnar Rockhold has 7. Gunner's the leading scorer for Oskaloosa. Feed underneath. Somebody up is going to be up a good for Calvin. Manville the bucket. The assist to Connor Kearns. 50-18. And now the officials stopping play for a moment. We're going to go over and have a chat here at the scorer's table. 50-18. Jefferson County North in front. I think the official was unfamiliar with the game, the rules here of the conference, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Knoll. I suspect this is when he may go to the bench a little bit. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph. And again, the official coming over, and this is a gentleman with whom I'm not familiar, so he's probably just making sure that this is the moment at which there is a running clock, and I do believe it's 30 in the fourth. So that's it. Taking a break. 6:45 to go in the game. It remains Jeff North, 50. Oskaloosa, 18.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We'll return to Winchester, Kansas, where we've got 6:45 to go in the game. Oskaloosa is going to bring it in, and just the clock begins to roll again. 50-18. JCN Chargers have got 3, 6, 7 players in the scoring column, and a whole bunch of guys waiting to get into the game. It's going to be stolen away for a moment by the Oskaloosa, but the Chargers are going to take it back. Here's Calvin with it. Comes out on top. You got Carson with the basketball. Eli. Back out to Connor. Swings it back to the left. Driving in. The shot off the window will not fall. Rebound Oskaloosa. Here they come, the Bears. Running down the floor. Shot rejected underneath by Calvin Manville. He gets upstairs. Bats that thing away. JC and Mullock down to the baseline. Oh, a nice steal. Intercepted by Hunter Miller. Hunter anticipated that pass well, and now on the other end, Calvin's going to come up with a steal, and we're going to get a foul called. The whistle is going to be on Brody, and Brody Wright will have his first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter, and in comes some substitutions, I suspect, for Oskaloosa. Jefferson County North still has, you know, they've got three of the starting five out there right now. And we'll get a travel up topside by JCN. 5 minutes to go. 50-18 Chargers. JCN is going to go to 2-2 in the season. Oskaloosa will go to 3-2. Here's a shot from the right side. Look at that three knocked down. From way out there by Josh Rowe. It is 50-21. JCN thinking about taking the long shot, looking at that Oskaloosa zone defense. Oskaloosa would allow the long shot right now. They don't want to see anything get in the middle. Here's about a 17-18 footer that's going to be a little bit off to the right side. Ferris clear down the rebound. Up four they come, the lob to the left. Deep in the corner, 4:20 left. Back off on top. Rowe will go for another three. That one rolls, and it goes in. Rowe! Josh Rowe with back-to-back threes. How about that? 50-24. And we've got 4:10 left. Chargers will take it over to the right side where Grady Knoll drives the baseline and scores. Grady has come off the bench and been a real offensive spark for this team. He's in double-figure scoring with 10. 52-24. Bears push it off on top. That is Nick Bradshaw. And here's a three that rims out, and the rebound to McAfee. So Carson coming up with the rebound will come up the floor with the ball also. Dumps it over to the left side to Will. Elias back out on top. The skip into the right side of the lane. Grady's feed across is going to get away, and it's on the floor. It's going to be rescued nicely by Andrew. And losing his shoe, the shot goes up, and Calvin can't get at the ball.
If you haven't been to Galaxy.
No, that wasn't it, Joseph. That was not the cue. The shoe falling off is always something to note, but you can't do that yet. He ran right out of that Chuck Taylor of his. And it's coming to the free throw line. It's going to be the third foul on Trenton Van Houten. If you're keeping your scorebook at home, and the first free throw is up and good for Calvin Manville. It'll be his 8th point tonight. 2 minutes and 45 to go. Calvin looking it over. And that one does not go in. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Van Houten with the board. Scoop pass right side. Baseline three. Rolls off. Chargers boarded down. Here's Manville up the floor. Takes it down the right side. Dribbles it across. Brings it back out on top. He wanted to dump it into the right corner, but picks a more safe route. Puts it over to the wing where the running shot by Elias is off the mark. Oskaloosa takes it back down. The guys here in front of the score bench want to get into the game. They need a foul or a ball lost out of play or something. Shot misses. Chargers back up court. 2 minutes to go. So maybe Coach Noe would take a timeout to let those guys come into the game. Here's a three for Calvin. Oh, yeah. Calvin Manville now with double figures. 56-24. And we're going to get a rotational timeout. It's taken by Coach Rockhold, not by Coach Noel. And the clock stops. And they're just going to say, yeah, just we're going to keep it right here, Joseph, because they're just going to put new bodies out on the floor. For JCN, Grady Noel will stay out there, so will Willie Elias. We're going to have in the game for the Chargers, Chance Jenkins. Here's a shot up and good for three. Nicely done. We're going to give that to Richie. How about that? 56-27. JCN out on top. Grady, look away pass underneath. RB lobs it over. Grady can't get to that. Chargers are also going to come into the game now with Ethan. I didn't know if Ethan was well enough to play. He's been on a recovery. And so we're going to let him get out there a little bit, just see where, how he is, I suspect. And there's a shot, and it's going to wedge into the corner. RB goes up and just chucks it out of the corner. And here comes the ball back in on the other end of the floor. Now, Oskaloosa is putting us in play, yeah? But there's nobody, or the Chargers are, but there's nobody down there to inbound it. There we go. Ethan Noel does the inbound, and William Elias brings it up. JCN's also got Rex Furman in there. Good to see Rex out on the court. He got a ton of JV time. Rex is out there. Chance Jenkins, I mentioned, both of them sophomores. William Elias, a sophomore. JC just holding the ball. Their classmates are yelling, like, come on, guys, let's do something with it. Now they're going to get a 10-second call. Nobody was drilling the ball and moving, and so it'll come back to Oskaloosa. 25 seconds to play. A launched three from the left side, unsuccessful. Rebounded underneath, followed up and knocked home. Van Houten gets a couple of more, and it's 56-29. And JCN going to get into the forecourt, dribble it out. Your final score tonight in Winchester, Jefferson County North Chargers 56, Oskaloosa 29. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Winchester, Kansas, with our top of the hour reminder that you've enjoyed high school hoops here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We're going to get out of here pretty quickly, Joseph, so you can enjoy the high school basketball scoreboard show as we will be joining it in progress. Jefferson County North winning it tonight, 56-29, Oskaloosa. Payson scoring by Trenton Van Houten and Josh Rowe with 8 apiece. Gunnar Rockhold off the bench with 7, 3 tonight for Richie Rockhold. Derek Harvey with a couple and Coy Perry with 1. For Jefferson County North, your Union State Bank player of the game, Connor Kearns, led the team at halftime and went on to lead him at the end of the game with 14 tonight. One of 3 players in double digits as Calvin Manville had 11 and Grady Noel off the bench with 10. It was 6 apiece for Andy Baker and Eli Weiser. 4 tonight for the Chargers, William Elias. 3 for Carson McAfee. JCN improves out to 2-2, 1-2 in the conference. Oskaloosa goes to 3-2 and 2-2. Thanks for having joined us. Sweep for the Chargers tonight. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on Care Radio, 2 o'clock for the guys, 4 o'clock for the ladies. Benedictine hosting Clark. Come up, free admission. They would ask if you want to and would like to. Catholic Charities is putting together food drive, canned goods, dry goods, things like that. Bring them up, throw them in the bin. They're going to share them with people who can put them to good use. Chargers sweep, Oskaloosa. Tim, we greet you tomorrow. For Joseph, our man of the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in Winchester, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.